Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Now, recently, Jaylen Brown was passed on to become a member of the Team USA Olympics team, and it was pretty obvious why he wasn't chosen. He was known to have a silent feud with Nike after calling them out on their ethics after they dropped Kyrie Irving. Now, Nike silently responded by leaving him off of the team originally, and after Kawhi Leonard dropped out, they named Derek White as his replacement. Now, this further led Jaylen Brown to call out Nike. But the most interesting response came recently when Grant Hill spoke to the media. Now, I'm going to play a clip of what he said, but before I do, you know, like this video and subscribe to the channel. Now, here's a clip of what he said.
To his agent. And, you know, I spoke to his agent. We, you know, I don't know if that was before or after, you know, things went out on Twitter. But yeah, I mean, I think this idea that there's a conspiracy theory, I always love a good conspiracy theory, but, you know, it was really, truly a basketball decision. And these are tough decisions, you know, and, but having gone through this with the FIBA competition, you want to find the right balance and the right pieces on the court that we needed. And not to say that he wouldn't have been good. There's a lot of guys. You can go on a list of guys who are very capable and very, very, you know, very qualified. But, you know, for where we were, it was the right decision. And Derek White, I think, will help us as we pursue goal.
So you heard Grant Hill there. Jaylen Brown responded by saying the following on X, formerly known as Twitter. Grant Hill calling me a conspiracy theorist is disappointing. I've been a VP since I was 21 years old. I have a great understanding. So that's really the extent of their exchange. But what I found to be interesting and what made me really want to do this episode is the language that Grant Hill used. Now, I found it equally peculiar and interesting that Grant Hill, a black man, used that term, conspiracy theory, in reference to Jaylen Brown. Whenever that term gets used, it immediately creates the idea as being something that's crazy, unbelievable, lacking credibility, and it's really just dismissive. It's a tool that's often weaponized to dismiss not only people, but also certain types of dialogue from taking place. Now, we've especially seen it the past 4 years with certain topics, right? If you've been paying attention, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then that's okay too. Don't worry about it. But it was a term being used widely. So to hear Grant Hill use that term, I thought was very telling. Now, Jaylen Brown is great on the court, but off the court, he's intelligent, he's thoughtful, he's diligent, and he's highly educated. Now, that kind of description that Grant Hill used was not just inappropriate, but it was also flat out wrong. Now, for him to use it on another black man was not only wrong, but it's also condescending and outright disrespectful. Now, I'm not going to get caught up in this whole identity politics regarding the term black and who isn't. You know, when I'm saying black, I'm speaking generally and all-encompassing for the purpose of making this point. Now, blacks are not often credited for their mental prowess and scholastic achievements. It's mostly through sports or entertainment. So for Jaylen Brown to break that mold, it is a good look. And it's something that should actually be celebrated. But blacks, we're also widely negatively stereotyped for believing conspiracy theories, you know, rather than actually looking at the historical context of all of the different elements that transpired, right, to create a sense of distrust or disbelief in certain narratives that are often pushed and levied upon us and to us. So in the case of Jaylen Brown, he can't make sense of it. He was the Eastern Conference Playoffs MVP. He won an NBA championship. He was a Finals MVP, and he's one of the best players in the world. Why can't he be on the team? Why isn't he on the team? That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a very fair question. And unfortunately, instead of addressing this with nuance and carefully substantiating the reasoning behind this decision, Grant Hill decided to use an old bias trope. So I say all this to say, what are the lessons that we can actually learn here? Now, number one, and I've discussed it on this podcast before, the quiet black man syndrome, as I call it. Now, Jaylen Brown is a thoughtful young black man that doesn't fit the stereotype of what people think that he should be, and that makes them uncomfortable.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to gundrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's gundrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, about 5 years ago, I read this book by Andre Iguodala, right? It was a good read. I read the full book. I remember it was on about a 4 to 5 hour flight from Toronto to Vegas, right? So I was reading it. It was a good read. And one part that really stood out to me, among the many things that he obviously discussed in the book, but there was a portion where he was describing the three types of black men, right? So number one, and of course I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not saying literally word for word. This is just a paraphrase, quick summary, whatever you want to call it. But number one is the loudmouth, attention-seeking black man, right? And he makes people comfortable because he's just doing what they expect of him, and he doesn't really upset the power structure. The second was the I'm just happy to be here, go along to get along type of black guy, right? Now, he also makes people feel comfortable because he's not a threat to the power structure, and he's not really looking to come in and change anything, right? Like I said, he's just happy to be there. And the third is the quiet one. Now, this person gets the most attention because he's viewed as a wild card. They don't really know what he's thinking or what he's up to. And his behavior is very atypical. And this is exactly what Jaylen Brown is experiencing right now. Now, from when I started this podcast until now, my views on race and discrimination and all of that has really started to shift from who actually does it to who the perpetrators of racism are and how it's done and what it looks like. A lot of my views have evolved and changed. I'm not going to get into all that right now. It's a very heavy topic, and I probably won't be discussing it anytime soon either. But one thing that I will say is that sometimes it is carried out by the people who look like us, right? Those acts of prejudice are carried out by people who look like us, whether they know it or they don't know it. And I believe that's what we're seeing here. Now, I want to use what Andre Iguodala said in his book. I want to use that as a template to really drive home the point that I'm trying to make. So, if you have those three categories, if I had to group someone, I would say Grant Hill is probably the second kind of black guy, right, that I described. And Jaylen Brown is the third. Now, I want you to look at what he did. And this is what makes it even more egregious to me when you look at it from this perspective. When Grant Hill went to Duke and he was touted to be the next Michael Jordan and he was a top prospect, the biggest criticism that was being levied to him at the time was that he wasn't black enough, right? Since he went to Duke and he came from a two-parent household, he didn't fit the stereotypical mold of what others thought it meant to be black. Now, this was actually the catalyst of a long-standing feud between Grant Hill and Jalen Rose. And Jalen Rose actually called Grant Hill an Uncle Tom at one point. Now, was he wrong for doing that? Absolutely. It is wrong to do that. And that's just kind of the shaming that we often see and hear of, right? And again, I want to emphasize, it is wrong, right? If you come from a stable home, you speak fluent English, and you have a fine education, that is a beautiful thing, and that is a good thing that should be commended, applauded, and respected, right? However, since Grant Hill was on the receiving end of that, don't you think he should have been more mindful not to do that same kind of behavior towards a Jaylen Brown? Right? And that really ties into the final point that I want to make. The final point that I really want to make, and the last lesson that I really want to drive home, is that people, we can sometimes forget where we came from. And I remember a friend of mine actually told me a story. So they used to live in Michigan, and at one point, they worked in the social assistance office for people who recently got laid off and they needed some kind of support. So they had a colleague who was laid off, and at one point, was dependent on this program. Now, this same dude, when he got a job in the department, he became such a jerk. He would disrespect the clients, he would give them the bare minimum that's allowed, and he was basically behaving like a tyrant, right? So, the same program that he depended on and used in order to get back on his feet, he wanted to deny others access to that same program to be able to do the same thing. As people, we are prone to quickly forget where we came from, and we can start to delude ourselves into thinking that the past is a distant memory. But life can humble all of us so quickly. Grant Hill has done well for himself, and that is a good thing. I love to see people do well. But he, like many of us are one bad decision, one mistake, or one wrong sentence away from potentially having everything put in jeopardy. Now, this goes for me as much as it goes for anyone else. It's important that we remember how far we've come and use that journey as a source of humility and gratitude instead of a source of arrogance. Now, I'm not saying that Grant Hill is arrogant. I'm just using this situation as a backdrop to speak to a larger conversation, right? However, these comments, they were distasteful, and I think it's unfortunate because he himself was on the receiving end, pause, of some unfair and unflattering comments, right? So he should have exercised more understanding, poise, tact, and thoughtfulness in how he responded to what Jaylen Brown had to say. And I believe that in this situation, there's actually a good lesson in it for all of us. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You can also follow me in the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also check out my books. The link will be in the description. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.